We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Joe Nelson with me behind the glass. The nightly sports call comes your way just after 10:30, Chris Mueller and Bob Pompiani. And like we said before last segment, the Malzey family has collected an award tonight, so another shout-out to Alex Mueller for taking that one home. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation tonight. Right now, we got to the fan hotline. Welcome in a good friend of mine, the play-by-play voice and the assistant general manager of the Washington Wild Things. As the season opens tomorrow for the Wild Things, the three-game set with the Schaumburg Boomers starting at 7:05. Some fireworks tomorrow night. Kyle, I know that is one of your favorite promotions in all of baseball.
Yeah. I don't hate on the people liking the fireworks. I'm not a huge fan myself, and the reason being, and people always rag me about it, at least here at the office, I see them once or twice a week. They get very old very fast, and when you're trying to do a post-game show and there's fireworks going off, that's not the easiest thing to do. But, yeah, people like them, and it's our biggest night of the week, so usually on a homestand. So, you know, I'll deal with them tomorrow night and throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them at all. It didn't take me much into the world of minor league baseball to grow to hate the fireworks promotion that you get pretty much every – it's always like a Thursday or Friday night minor league baseball that you get that. But what are some other promotions that people should see regularly at Wild Things Park throughout this season?
Yeah, well, fireworks are on Friday. Obviously, we spend months and months and months planning. We're probably one of the latest professional sports teams in terms of announcing our promo schedule, and that's a lot because we're trying to make sure that it's right. In terms of daily promotions, there's a bunch of things going on. Fridays are fireworks. Every Saturday, I think, but one of them right now has a giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. Sundays are huge for us. That's our Kids Eat Free program. So kids 12 and under get in for free. That's sponsored by our friends at Blueprints this year. And that's a free ticket and a free kids meal for kids 12 and under every single Sunday. And those games are usually at 5:35. The one this Sunday on the 12th here coming up is a special Mother's Day start time at 1:35. So, yeah, we're certainly excited for our weekend promotions. There's some big giveaways going on. Roberto Clemente bobblehead, I think, in August. I don't know the promo schedule like the back of my hand yet, but despite the fact that I put it on our website. But, yeah, Roberto Clemente night in the future here in the season. We've got that bobblehead going. There's a pretty cool fanny pack that's being given away on one of the Saturdays. So we've got a bunch of giveaways. There's a couple kids giveaways in there. The first 500 mothers, I should say, on Sunday this week get a single stem flower to commemorate Mother's Day and come celebrate at the ball yard with us. And then our weekday promotions are pretty good too. I think those go a little underrated. Tuesday nights, typically it's pretty much an awareness night or a charity type of night. That's when we do like our autism awareness. There's a neuro night out on a Tuesday this year. Typically those are the lightest days in the Frontier League. So we try not to go super crazy for those, but obviously it's still a cheap night at the ballpark. Wednesdays are our senior slugger program that's presented by AARP Pennsylvania. And that's a free ticket to the game on every Wednesday for anyone that's 50 and older, and they get in and have dollar hot dogs and everything. Those are a good time. First pitch is an hour earlier those nights. And then of course, Thursdays for the younger crowd, which I imagine is a lot of the audience is probably listening to you guys on a daily basis, is 21 to 30, a free ticket and dollar beers at the game for Thursday with our Coors Light Brew Crew program. So we've got a bunch of stuff going on. There's a bunch of singular good promotions throughout the course of the season. And I know we tend to try to err away from competing with the other professional sports teams in the market here, but I think we're a pretty darn good option in terms of affordability and coming out and having a good time at the ballpark. And I don't think we get as much respect as we probably deserve down here for that.
I was hoping you guys would have the Thirsty Thursdays again. That's always a staple in minor league baseball too. You got to have that dollar beer night. You get the younger crowd in there, maybe get a little bit rowdy. I've been in the building for a couple of those in years past, and those are a lot of fun. But so 21 to 30, it's a free ticket on those nights.
Yes, 21 to 30, that's the Brew Crew that's presented by Coors Light. Friday Beers is a big partner with us for that. But yeah, 21 to 30, free ticket, dollar beers, and it's a pretty good time out here on Thursday nights if you're in the younger crowd and want to be a part of that. Obviously, it's not just that age group that gets the dollar beers either. That's everybody in the ballpark. So yeah, those are certainly very fun nights for us.
Kyle, I saw the other day, it was on KDKA TV, I think it was Pittsburgh Today Live. I apologize if I don't get it, if I don't have the right show.
Yeah, you've got it.
But you guys were promoting the new food at the ballpark this year, and I got to say, brother, it looks like a pretty good menu that you guys got down there in Washington.
Our senior vice president of operations, Travis Pettit, does a real good job with the food. He runs that department and the merchandise department. There's some pretty cool merchandise that's based off some of our food options too. So yeah, there's a bunch of new waffle fry things that are going on at our first base grill. It's the Saloni's Grill. There's going to be some unique funnel fry dishes that are happening dessert wise, sort of like your typical loaded funnel fry funnel cake, I should say, that you get at a fair on a nightly basis. There'll be some pretty cool things going on with that. Footlong hot dogs, fiesta dogs, which our owner describes as a party in your mouth. I think it's like jalapeno and cheese inside the fiesta dog, but I've never had one. I'm not a big jalapeno guy, but there's some real good food that's coming to the menu. And I don't know that we can compete with the Renegade dog and the hype that got down in Pittsburgh, but there's some pretty good food in our ballpark too. And again, it's all affordable from tickets to foods to drink. You're not going to break the bank coming down to a Wild Things game.
Yeah, I definitely got to get – I mean, it won't take much convincing given that we saw the post the other day, meaning Sarah and I saw it, and we saw those hot dogs. She's a big hot dog guy, so it won't take much convincing to get her down to the ballpark. Kyle Dawson, play-by-play voice and assistant general manager from the Washington Wild Things, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Beyond the food, what are some other new things, new amenities at the ballpark for the 2024 campaign?
Yeah, so we were trying to do a little bit more. Unfortunately, some of the funding from the state didn't come through to do some more pretty fun stuff that we were looking to try to do this year. But we do have some stuff going on. Our kids area is going to be a little bit renovated. So for the kids and families that come out, there'll be a little bit more of a willingness to go over there, I'd imagine. We have the playground, some inflatables and a duck pond and things like that. Nothing suits anything super crazy, but something that'll be a little bit renovated from last year. Brand new deck for the Pepsi party deck that just got stained over the last couple of days. So that we're excited about that being brand new over the course of the last couple of years here. That was starting to show its age after being here for as long as it's been. So we're excited about that. I think just generally speaking, the entertainment that we're doing, a lot of it's going to be the same, but we're adding new wrinkles and doing things that, you know, we understand people aren't coming down here for the baseball and people aren't coming down here necessarily to follow the players that we have in independent baseball. But I think something that we do give people outside of just professional baseball at a high level is that that entertainment value is always going to be there, and you're going to come out here and you're going to be entertained and have a good time. And I know Teak, Kent DeColvey, who was our first director of baseball operations in 2002, and he was here for a few seasons, always said that, and I hate this, but he always said that we are 3 hours of entertainment interrupted by nine innings of baseball. And that's something we kind of live by down here. As much as a baseball guy as I am, I don't really love that saying, but that's what we are. And I think we provide that entertainment value that's pretty unmatched when it comes to minor league baseball and sports in this market.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
A few years ago, you guys had Pat McAfee out there. You know, he was only going to play a couple of innings at first, but I think the Wild things were getting beat up pretty badly in that game, so they just decided to keep him in there for the entertainment value. But anything like that in the cards this season? I don't need you to throw out any spoilers if you are sitting on one, but you know, anything where you have like somebody pretty famous coming in to maybe play an inning or something like that?
As of right now, no. Not for a Wild Things game. Obviously, we do a lot more than just the baseball down here. So Cam Hayward's celebrity softball game will still be down here this year. It's on, June 14th or July 13th, whatever that Saturday is, before our All-Star break. You have to forgive me. My mind is in 33 different places right now. With the opener tomorrow, but yeah, that'll be down here. And Tony, I know our GM has reached out to a bunch of pretty cool names. He reached out, I think, to Sketch today, the streamer that everybody's obsessed with.
What's
right
up
now,
brother?
So we'll hopefully be what's up brother in the softball game. But yeah, there'll be some celebrities out for that. I'm not sure that we have anything planned like Pat McAfee right now. We're trying to get back in the winning column and get back to the postseason, so we're not we're not toying around right now when it comes to the baseball side. But if an opportunity does arise, I'm sure we'd be all ears and trying to make something happen down here.
When it comes to the Cam Hayward celebrity softball game, that's where I wanted to go next. If you don't have all the guys confirmed as of now, I know how difficult that can be. I've talked to you and Tony about that in the past. But basically, generally speaking, you can guarantee people if they come out to that event, they can see a lot of the current Steelers and, you know, maybe even some other guys from the area who have ventured into pro sports.
For sure, yeah. We're certainly hoping to have a couple of the Steelers draft picks from this year, obviously being a Steeler fan myself. And, you know, all of us down here are pretty big Steeler fans for the most part. That's a pretty cool experience and night for us. So hopefully some of the draft picks will be out here. Obviously Cam and Doran from the morning show and of his Pitt fame and All-American status will be down here again hosting the event. And we've got a bunch of different guys in the hopper here. I don't know that it's moved too progressively with a lot of people, but I think people will be pretty satisfied with the celebrity list that comes down for that game, and a good chance to get some autographs and see some of their favorite athletes and favorite Pittsburgh celebrities that are outside of kind of what they normally do.
Kyle, if people want to go about making their way to Wild Things Park this season, how do they find your stuff? How do they go about getting tickets for games?
Yeah. So obviously our website is going to be the first place to go. That's washingtonwildthings.com. From there, You can click the tickets tab, or there's a bunch of different places on our homepage now. I had that redesigned by our provider and put some input in there this year, so our homepage is a little bit more user-friendly nowadays. So there's a couple of different places where on our homepage you can grab tickets for the game. Obviously, people can always call. Our number is 866-456-WILD, or you can call 724-250-9555. Our ticket staff would be happy to help people out. Of course, you can walk up to the ballpark, right? Like any other sport kind of thing, maybe less so with some of the professional sports that are down in Pittsburgh. But you can always walk up to the window, and on a given night, we'll probably have some tickets available. You want to sit in the good seats, so you got to call ahead and make sure that you're getting your tickets in advance. Not that there's a bad seat in the ballpark, but you definitely want to get your tickets early and take care of that. But we expect a big walk-up crowd most nights, too.
Kyle Dawson, play-by-play voice, assistant GM from the Washington Wild Things. Kyle, thanks for taking the time, buddy. Have fun this season.
Yeah, man, we'll do our best. Hopefully we can start with a W tomorrow and watch Paul Skeens make his debut on Saturday in the booth while I'm calling our game, and should be a good time this weekend for baseball in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for sure. There you go. Kyle Dawson, great guy. One of my best friends from Waynesburg University, the play-by-play voice and assistant GM from the Washington Wild Things. He does some outstanding work with them. People don't realize, I'll say this too, being that I did spend a couple of years in minor league baseball. Joel, I know you spent a couple of years in minor league baseball, not necessarily on the play-by-play side, but I know that you did some things with the State College Spikes.
I'm wearing my Spike shirt right now, actually.
Yeah, there you go, which is one of my favorite stadiums in the now defunct New York Penn League, when I did games for the West Virginia Black Bears. People don't always appreciate the work that those staffs do in minor league baseball, man. Like, those are some long, long days. Like, I mean, I've known Kyle now for almost a decade through college, and then, you know, we've been good friends basically ever since we met at Waynesburg. And some of those days in the summer, like, you got a 7:05 game. He goes into the office at like 9 or 10 a.m. and he's there all day, game prep, and then the game itself is almost just like the fun part of his day, I imagine. Not that he doesn't have fun while he's working there, but like, that's the fun part of his day, getting to do what he loves the most and call a baseball game. And then afterwards, he's there until probably almost midnight, and then he just does it again and again. Like, and you know from your experience, you see people do that in minor league baseball. Like, it is a lot of dedication, and it's not necessarily the appreciation that those guys get in minor league baseball. Like, I saw it a whole lot around the games that I did.
It really is, because for him, he's not and typically in minor league baseball. Now, I don't know if Kyle's got this too, but I mean, if you're the media relations person in minor league baseball, you're not just the play-by-play voice, you're also basically the PR person for a lot of that, and then you'll have some duties within, you know, promotions and whatever else, probably some other miscellaneous duties and stuff, but it's almost like 3.5 roles in one, maybe three jobs within one for one person, pretty much is what that is. All of your play-by-play duties, calling the game, all the game prep, like you mentioned for that, being the media person, getting all the stats, info, and whatever game notes and stuff you need for all of the visiting media members, press, and, you know, fans. It's really the jobs of 3.5 people in one.
Yeah, man, and it's not like, I'm not saying that like people from the outside don't appreciate it. I just don't think that they're aware that it's like, this is one person doing all of this stuff, but especially financially, that they're not appreciated as much as they should be. Like, and I was on the I would say fortunate end, although like obviously I would have loved to be more well-rounded in all of the stuff that encapsulated minor league baseball and media relations and stuff like that. But when I did the Black Bears games for 2 years, I was really just the play-by-play voice, and that was that. Like, I would do some things here and there, like with the team, but I was kind of separated from their front office because it was just a deal that they had made with the radio station that I worked at the time. So I worked for the radio station. I didn't work for the team. We were contracted by the team. I would travel and do all the road games by myself. I would do the home games with a partner all season long. But I never had to go through the stuff that I saw a lot of the other guys go through. Like, there were some teams that had this, a similar situation to me where it was like the play-by-play guy would pretty much just do the game, maybe do some social media videos, whatever. But, like, you see a lot of those other guys, a lot of those other teams, and I would just feel bad for them. Like, man, you were getting, like, worked to the bone.
They got to get paid, games. Like, you know, time and a half pretty much for all that they do, maybe even double their pay.
I mean,
just how much they do, so many little different things spread throughout, what, you said 12, 14, 16-hour day, whatever, for a typical game day where they're showing up at, what, you said 9 o'clock or something? They're not out the door until maybe almost midnight?
Yeah, I mean,
it's monstrous.
And I think, like, what Kyle does, and you see it around low-level minor league baseball especially, like, as you get higher up, there are people that actually do the duties of, you know, the correct amount of people. It's not one guy doing four things as you get up the ladder. But, like, you see the hustle in some of these people, and it's, like, you got to respect it because they get to the ballpark early in the morning. They're there longer than anybody else. They're there throughout the whole day, like you said, putting together the media guides, the stats, so on and so forth. Then they call the game itself, and that's almost like their relaxation time. Like, that's like their fun time there. Like, they're sitting there calling the game, which is what they want to do. And then after the game, it's right back to work. Maybe they do a post-game interview. They come right back up. They got to write something up, put it out there on social media. They got to do everything in the stats for the next day. It is a long, long day for a lot of those people. So, I mean, I'm glad that I got to experience it, so I know a little bit inside baseball there. You got to experience it with State College. But, like, you see some of those people, like, if you go out to a minor league baseball game or a Wild Things game, something like that, and you see the people at the park, and you wonder, like, oh, they don't have, like, that huge of a staff. It's like, I don't know, maybe 10 people, a dozen people. Like, yeah, well, they're wearing a couple of different hats, and they're pretty much going through 16-hour days during the season. Coming up, CBS Sports ranked the starting quarterbacks around the NFL. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Also, Joel and I will have some fun with the NFL schedule finally getting released on Wednesday night, but Joel and I will not be together again during that time span. So we'll talk about that coming up next. We'll keep taking your calls as well, 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. Joel's pick coming up to finish up the show just after 10 o'clock, so we'll get into all of that as we finish up tonight. About an hour left of me, Donnie Football. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows, from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. Jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.